T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Takes the helmet that he has in his hand, overhand swings it at the head of Mason Rudolph.
Dale Arnold.
Well, it was an accident, but you know, they're gonna feel some type of way.
That is 7-9 bullshit.
That was assault last night.
Rich Keefe.
That's inexcusable. I don't care, rivalry or not, we can't do that. The reality is, he's gonna get suspended.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
I see him in the face a bunch of times, I'm gonna tap him, get him on his back, and beat the shit out of him.
All right.
I just wanted to share my ostrich story with you.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
All right, it's a Friday edition of Dale and Keefe. That means Andy Hart is in.
Woohoo!
The Cleveland Browns are back, baby!
Woohoo!
No, are they? They might be. They won another game last night, but that's not really the story from Thursday Night Football. The Browns beat the Steelers. Steelers were red hot, too, by the way.
My preseason
red hot.
My preseason pick for Defensive Player of the Year.
Myles Garrett?
Probably not going to look very good at the end of the season.
No.
I think his season-ending stats may be what they are right now.
Maybe what they are right now. A guy who's not known for it's not like Ndamukong Suh did this.
He is now.
Now he is definitely labeled this. There's a lot of hot opinions, a lot of hot takes as it relates to Myles Garrett. It's not something you see every day. One football player
or ever.
Take another helmet off and hit him in the head with it. I would have to admit, maybe the worst thing that can happen to you to like be belittled on the field is for have somebody to remove your helmet and hit you with it. Don't you think? Like, that's the worst thing
that
can happen.
It's like taking your own shoe off and beating you with your own shoe.
100%. It's like in laser tag if you rip somebody's gun away and shoot them with their own gun. Like, that's the exact
same
thing.
Never experienced that.
I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. It's a sad, sad case.
I had a discussion about this topic with somebody early this morning. He says, oh, I bet you guys will be talking about this all day. And we will talk about it a lot today. But I said the best sports topics are gray area. You've got an opinion. I've got an opinion. Who knows? This is so black and white.
But you had his quarterback saying he's going to be suspended.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I don't know. Are any of you guys as extreme of the that was assault and Myles Garrett should be punished away from the NFL?
I don't know if I think about punished away from the NFL, but I do think it was an assault.
So, okay.
But should the cops be involved?
Should the police
should the authorities
look into this?
Back and forth. If you go back to the Malice in the Palace, 10 people were charged with crimes. 5 were NBA players. Nobody went to jail, obviously.
Right. Difference, though. They were fighting fans.
Right.
This was a football player versus a football player on the field.
Within the protected area.
Marty McSorley went to court for assault.
But every single play in football is assault. Right? I mean, every tackle is assault.
I don't know about that.
You can't run up to somebody at the mall and tackle them the way that a linebacker tackles a running back.
No, but if we both square off in the mall and start throwing punches, I don't think either of us are we're going to be treated equally. You know what I mean? So on a football field, there are two guys
that are allowed to do that, though. Like, if you and me fought in the mall,
we would both get in trouble equally.
Yes.
So I see assault as I do something to you.
Got it.
It's a one-sided. Whereas most things on a football field are two-sided. We both know what we're getting into. One example locally that I think some people questioned whether was assault was Gronk's hit on Tre'Davious White.
Tre'Davious White.
Right. When he's got
more
his,
like
it's
a people's
after
elbow.
The play. Right, but it was
outside
the confines of the play.
I don't think that it was. But when Adam Schefter uses the word, I think it's going to get some attention.
There's also the possibility that if they want, Mason Rudolph, the Pittsburgh Steelers, could file charges against Myles Garrett for what we now have seen is the closest thing to on-field criminal activity. That was assault last night.
So he kind of toes the lines. This is the closest thing to on-field.
But it was an assault.
And then he called. Yeah, it was.
Yeah,
and,
but I don't think I don't think the police should be involved.
I don't
at
either.
All.
Oh,
like, not even.
Nope.
Whoa. I think it's the dumbest argument ever.
Yes.
Like, if he presses charges, do you know what the other players are going to think of Mason Rudolph? He'd be out of the league quicker than Myles Garrett would be.
By the way, I already think it. I don't like his reaction. He gets hit in the head, and his first thing he does is turn like quarterbacks do looking for illegal contact down the field.
He's
like, did you see what he did to me?
You don't need the flag there.
I didn't care for that.
I'll say this. No. If if Myles Garrett had turned his hand the slightest little bit, Mason Rudolph wouldn't have been gesturing for anything. They'd have been carting him off the field on a stretcher.
And even then, he got hit with the edge of the helmet. I still think it didn't feel good for a guy who has a history.
He didn't even go down, impressed. By the way.
Mason
Rudolph probably has the thickest skull because he didn't even go down.
Especially since he had that bad concussion.
I know.
Was that a month ago?
Well, they had to remove his face mask. Yeah. And then remember that was the guy that
didn't
have the cart?
I didn't think he'd play again this year he looked going off the field.
They weakened and Bernie's him off the field. And they're like, oh, yeah, he actually didn't need the cart. And then you find out the cart wasn't working. That was Mason Rudolph. And so he gets popped in the head with his own helmet again. Could not be more demeaning. And then somebody else on the Browns comes and kind of pushes them down. But that didn't even take them down. That is one thing that Myles Garrett is very, very lucky about, is that Mason Rudolph is not seriously injured.
I mean, and I know we tend to overstate things for the sake of discussions and all that, but he could have been killed.
Sure.
Literally could have been killed.
I mean,
we see
those random bar fights where a guy hits his temple just right and dies. You know, somebody throws a punch or he hits the side of the bar. He's swinging a helmet that I think if the crown, the more dense area hits him in the temple, you're looking at significant damage.
And you're talking about a huge guy doing it, too.
Correct.
Right, like 70-pound guy.
Yeah, with a lot flowing through him at that moment.
Right,
you know, the mother can pick the car up when her baby's under it. Well, Myles Garrett had that extra adrenaline flowing through him when he swung.
And I'll even take it one step further. We've all seen the footage 100 times already this morning. If you look, after he hits Rudolph with the helmet, and he's falling backwards. He tried to take another swipe backhand with the helmet, which would have hit him square in the face.
He was out of control.
And the Steelers player blocked it.
He was out of control.
To be fair, Myles Garrett after the game said, quote, he lost his cool.
He also called it an accident.
You feel better
probably
about that.
Accurate.
But wait a minute. He also said it was an accident.
Yeah, he didn't mean
that's
it.
That's not an accident.
That didn't seem like an accident. It seemed like you knew what you were doing.
In fact, I would call it premeditated because one of the...
Premeditated?
He had time to think about it.
I know, but he didn't go into the game saying, you know what I'm going to do is pop the quarterback's
helmet. Have you seen the video
off of
the Richie Incognito one where the guy basically rips it off in one motion and then swings back in the other?
But I think that's all part of the fit of rage. Don't you think that's all part of it?
He had seconds. This wasn't instantaneous.
Yeah, but if
he has a chance to think about what he's doing, and he decided, I'm coming over the top.
But if you lost your mind and went berserk and you punched the guy like four times, would they say, well, the first one was that one's kind of rage, but the other three, like you could have thought about it. No, you didn't.
It's like those times when the body has like 48 stab wounds in it, and you're like, Jesus, 48.
No, and they're
couldn't you have stopped at 37?
It was an accident, but you know, they're going to feel some type of way.
Accident? There is no accident there.
Classic accident.
No. Go with the I lost my cool.
Oh my God, you were there?
Now, I don't think it's even in the worst thing I've ever seen was probably the Todd Bertuzzi hit in the NHL.
And Marty McSorley's was pretty close.
Marty McSorley was super up there. And part of it is when both guys hit the ice, which you cannot have in football. You can't have in basketball. That was just the... Todd Bertuzzi's
sickening.
Too was such a sucker punch to the back of the head, which is also different than this one. I'm not trying to make excuses for Garrett. I'm just saying a lot of people have said, oh, the worst thing you're ever going to see in sports.
No.
Nope. NHL already has multiple ones of it. And what was the guy? Was it Scott Moore? I forget the name of the player that Bertuzzi hit. But he punched him in the back of the head, and then it was just face to the ice.
Yes.
And it was that's disgusting. Like that was so gross.
But would this have looked grosser if Mason Rudolph got knocked out immediately and he went down and
got him with the top of the helmet in
think
face or on the top of the head.
Garrett got lucky in the way it played out.
If he'd hit him with the second one. The backhand, which he would have caught him square in the face.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure it was Pouncey who actually blocked it.
And then he went on to kick
which I think is fine. I'm actually fine.
He's defending his quarterback. I'm actually kind of with you on that.
That's my quarterback. And that's fine. And take it. Say,
he'll take it.
And I would do it. If I'm him, I'm saying I would do it again 1,000 times out of 1,000.
That could bring the team closer together, to be honest.
Yeah.
Like that's one of those things.
I actually didn't have a problem with him doing it at all.
Nope. Yeah.
And I think he knows he's probably going to get a game.
Yeah.
Right.
But our own guy, Chris Schein, was on the phone right now. He was tweeting up a storm. He was very, very upset. He was saying that Pouncey should be done for the season.
Pouncey should?
Yeah, I think because he lost his bet. He was having a hard time. He was having a real go of it.
He was emotional. He lost his cool.
Schein, were you saying that Pouncey should be done for the season last night?
100%.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Trust me, I love what Pouncey did. I would have done the exact same thing. You can't throw punches. You get suspended.
Like, what if you're defending
Nobody
your quarterback
gets suspended
who just got
for the season for throwing punches?
Yeah,
Nobody ever does.
You got to make a statement.
You don't. You make the statement with Myles Garrett.
Garrett's suspended for a calendar year. Pouncey's suspended rest of the season.
What's the predictions around the table for Myles Garrett?
10.
I like 10, actually. I don't want to steal yours, but I like 10 because...
Well, the longest to date is earlier this year with that nitwit Fontez Perfect.
He would have been proud of this one last
night. Who got 11. But he got the rest of the season.
No, 12, I think, right?
12.
Right, because he had played four, I believe. So.
But he also had a history. There was a long history
Miles
there.
Miles Garrett does not have a history.
Very right. So I think there's a chance it's the year. A calendar year.
Oh, a whole calendar year?
I do.
Oh. So that is...
I don't think he plays again this year. I would be stunned.
I don't think any of us
if
do.
He plays again this
the
year.
The reason I said 10 games. Was that if they make the playoffs, and it's kind of a long shot, but they're still in the running.
They're red hot, though, Dale.
Yeah, I know. And if they make the playoffs, he shouldn't be allowed to play, which is why I want to go beyond the six.
Right. Yeah, good point. Because I think six, that's how many games. So they've played 10. They're 4-6 now. They've won back-to-back games. By the way, they should have beaten the Broncos a couple of weeks ago, and then they'd be 5-5 and actually maybe make the playoffs. But they kind of, because they have the Bengals twice, the Dolphins once. Like, their schedule's really easy the rest of the way.
Pittsburgh in 2 weeks.
That's going to be a nice bloodbath. Whoa. Right? That's going to be a good one.
If I'm in the officiating crew, please no, please no, please no. I do not want that game.
But no, there's no chance, I say that, no chance he plays the rest of this year. The question is how many games into next year?
Right.
Is eight like a nice round number? That's a half a season. It's going to just bleed into two games next year.
Well, that also ensures, if they make the playoffs, he can't play this year.
Exactly.
This feels like a season-long suspension. So that would have to be sort of into next year, the calendar year thing.
The six games he has left on this on the regular season is at like $1.1
million.
Mm. Yeah, but the damage is way more than financial.
Oh,
this
no,
is
no,
the
I,
damage
no, I'm just saying there's money involved, too.
But the damage is who he is as a human being.
Because the
who
individual
he is as a player.
Play is worse than Perfect, but as Andy pointed out, you know, Perfect had this track record, this lengthy track record. But his hit on Jack Doyle, as bad as that was, what Miles Garrett did is worse. You're just like, because again, bad hits or late hits, they happen all the time. Now, some are more egregious than others, but ripping a guy's helmet off and then hitting him in the head with it is just, you don't really see it.
And I heard sort of the victim shaming argument or whatever that Mason Rudolph grabbed his face. Grabbing a face mask post play
happens all the time.
Almost every game. Right. Usually it's wide receivers and corners or offensive and defensive linemen, you know, a double hands to the face where the whistle blows and neither guy stops. So I'm sorry. That does not, you know, allow Miles Garrett to. I know Josina Anderson tweeted out and then deleted that Mason Rudolph must have said something egregious. And
like
I know a lot
from where her seat was.
And a lot of people took that as she's talking about something racial, the N-word or something in that direction. Right. And I agree with her tone of that. This is out of character for Miles Garrett. This isn't Vontaze Burfict or Richie Incognito.
He only got fined $50,000 this year for punching a guy.
But this is out of character. This is not who he does not.
But if
not,
he got fined for punching a guy, is it that far out of character?
Hitting I would
somebody
argue
with
yes.
a helmet's obviously out of character for everyone.
Yes.
But my point is, he's already been fined this year for doing things that the NFL says, no, we don't do that.
Yeah, I still think this is out of character for him.
You got all carried away by the fact that he writes poetry.
Well, he looks like a nerd.
He is. He's a little bit of a nerd.
He's
dinosaurs, poetry.
What about dinosaurs?
He's big into dinosaurs.
That's not a nerd. That's a great thing to be interested in.
Is that a dork? Sorry. Is nerd the right word?
No,
is it hashtag
like
dork?
Nope, I just like dinos.
Okay, so you're a dork.
Yeah, no, I never said I wasn't. Subscribe to the podcast now.
Dork podcast.
But the biggest question here to me isn't, because I don't, will people quibble over, you know, 12 games, 10 games, whatever. It's the aspect that seemingly Rex Ryan had a comment, worst thing he's ever seen.
We'll get to that coming up.
I mean, are
like
do we really want to go into cops, lawyers? And there's already discussion of it. His agent is a lawyer, and Rap Sheet said there is some consideration here. I saw, I forget who it was, one of the other analysts said, if I'm him, I file charges before I even leave the stadium.
No, absolutely not.
Like,
I think,
what are we doing?
I think that would absolutely...
Oh, yeah, that was Booger. Booger McFarlane, Mr.
Mason
Yap
Rudolph.
Attack.
Yeah, I don't think that
well,
would
Well, we didn't have an issue when charges were filed against Marty McSorley for his stick attack. I didn't have an issue.
Right.
I wouldn't have done that. I wouldn't have liked that. The only way I would get the law involved is if it's literally a scene out of The Last Boy Scout, where the guy, the running back, took a gun out and shot the defensive player. Then you're like, all right, we got to get involved here. But I wouldn't do it. As bad as McSorley was, I think
Rudolph ended up in the hospital with a fractured skull, would that have changed your opinion
not
at all?
Not at all.
No, it would me.
Not well, then it's,
then you should
then,
be.
Because the intent is the, or the,
he
the
tried
action
to.
And the intent's the same.
Oh, no,
he did his best.
I understand.
Because I've never liked that argument of the, well, you know, the player should be out as long as that player's out, or it should be direct. And I feel like the NHL does this all the time, is you'll see a dirty play, but the other guy gets up and skates away, so maybe a
it's
game.
Nothing. Right.
But if he was down for a while, then they really throw the book at him. And we've seen it even in football. There are times where if a guy stays on the field, all right, I guess we have to throw a flag. Whereas if he popped up, maybe no flag.
But to be fair, that's the way the world works. There's attempted murder and there's murder.
Murder, right.
And murder gets you a longer sentence than attempt. You tried to murder him,
yeah.
And you get less of a punishment because you failed. You're a terrible
Miles
murderer.
Miles Garrett's also been flagged for 5 late hits on quarterbacks.
Yeah, that's the league.
I know.
I bet you if I
go watch those 5, I'll complain about 4 of them.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. My point is simply the idea that, you know, this guy is Matthew Slater, who just lost his cool all of a sudden.
Well, he's lost his cool more lately, too, Matthew Slater, and he's apologized for it.
Yeah. Like on the field, doing what?
But I feel like
pushing,
on the
field, shoving, post play.
Yeah, but you can be like different
assault
off the field
somebody.
Than
you're right, Dale.
Off
but
the field.
I do. Yeah, he's not Vontaze Burfict. He's not Ndamukong Suh. He's not Richie Incognito.
But now all of a sudden he kind of is. He wasn't before
last
night.
Oh, he will be forever.
But now, now,
and now
this is the,
each one
video.
Of the things Dale's yeah. talking about is magnified right. by 10 because this is already on your resume. So now if you step on somebody, was that intentional? Did he step on that guy's shin or did his foot come down? Did he hit the quarterback late because he's always trying to hurt people? He's always trying to kill quarterbacks? That will forever be the talking point.
How long will it take the NFL to do this? Because, I mean, literally, they could have done it last night.
Quick. I would act quick to try to nip the criminal in the bud.
Yeah, there is no justification he's going to be able to give me.
If I were the NFL, I would announce today he's suspended indefinitely until we figure out exactly the final punishment.
Yeah, it could happen while we're on the air.
I saw somebody suggest that while you're awaiting that, Freddie Kitchens should suspend him.
I would. It's wrong.
That Freddie Kitchens,
a guy who has
no control. Zero.
Right? So
yeah,
might actually bolster his reputation and his feeling. Because, I mean, literally the quarterback said he's going to be suspended right off the field. He's walking off the field. It's obvious. So suspend him indefinitely until you really decide what the proper definitive suspension would be.
All right, we'll hear from some of the other pundits, including Rex Ryan on the hit. We'll get to your thoughts as well. 617-779-7937, talking about the Miles Garrett hit last night on Thursday Night Football. Other NFL stuff to get to. Antonio Brown had his meeting yesterday. Colin Kaepernick has a pro day scheduled for Saturday. Michael Irvin will join us at 10:50, and Jason McCourty sometime in the 11 o'clock hour. This is Dale and Keith with Andy Hart, Sports Radio, WEEI.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.